Search and rescue crews from Nome and Teller are continuing the search for John Kuzuna. The Rescue Coordination Center is dispatching an aircraft today, and planes from State Troopers Fish and Game and the Fish and Wildlife Service will also be used in the aerial efforts. From Nome, KNOM's Ben Matheson has more.
Ground storms have limited the visibility, and wind chills dipping to 50 degrees below zero have slowed ground search efforts. Trooper Jonathan Strobel says that the search area is very large at this point, spanning the 40 miles from Woolly Lagoon to Nome.
It's pretty broad right now because, you know, he had a weak head start on us. You know, we didn't even know he was missing or overdue until a week after he departed. So the search area is pretty big right now, especially due to the blizzards. I'm worried that, you know, he became disoriented and either headed out onto the ice or headed into, you know, inland. You know, maybe up a drainage or river valley or something like that. So that's why air assets are becoming employed right now.
55-year-old Kuzuna had been staying at a cabin near Woolly Lagoon. Family members went to check on him Monday and found a note dated December 20th saying that he was walking to Nome. Trooper Strobel says Kuzuna has outdoor experience, but the circumstances of his departure are still unclear.
I've heard that he walks to Teller to do his laundry, you know, from Woolly Lagoon. So it sounds like he's got some pretty good experience. However, I don't know what kind of survival gear provisions he had with him. So, you know, if he was stuck out in a blizzard, I don't know, you know, if he was able to find or make a shelter, or if he became disoriented and lost and, you know, he doesn't have any resources with him. We just don't know that at this point.
Jim West Jr. from Nome Search and Rescue says they are considering the possibility of making a camp near Woolly Lagoon and staging ground search efforts from there. West says a team from Teller searched the area between Woolly Lagoon and Teller. With the possibility of Kuzuna being underneath the snow, crews are looking into equipment to remotely detect body heat, but they have not yet secured the equipment. From KNOM in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.